Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 21st of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Vodafone Ireland, and we'll be looking at whether China could be the big winner from Trump's tariffs, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Hugh Dooley in the Irish Times reports that the state will levy fines on drone operators for regulatory breaches as part of a new framework to guide regulation of the sector. The National Policy Framework for Unmanned Aircraft Systems, or UAS, commonly known as drones, sets out a set of 16 actions under the new framework announced by the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien. Mr. O'Brien said the field of UAS presents exciting opportunities for business and the public sector to boost productivity and improve service provision, but noted that the rapid pace of expansion of its usage has left communities with real concerns and uncertainty. He said that the framework would have would be a living document in order to keep pace with the evolution of the sector, and had been informed by consultation with the public and the drone industry. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Times reports that the Guinness parent Diageo is to lodge plans with Kildare County Council to double the capacity of its 200 million euro brewery in Little Connell in County Kildare. Construction work at the brewery has been ongoing since June last year, and Diageo confirmed that the proposed expansion would more than double the brewery's capacity to 4.5 million hectolitres. The firm had already earmarked the County Kildare Brewery as a production hub for lager and ales, including Rockshore, Harp, Hop House, 13, Smithix, Kilkenny and Carlsberg. The planned doubling of capacity would result in the plant becoming a production hub for Guinness and Guinness Zero for emerging markets. St James's Gate in Dublin is currently the only Diageo site in the world where Guinness Zero is brewed, while regular Guinness is brewed in many locations. The spokeswoman for Diageo stressed that St James's Gate in Dublin would remain the heart and soul of Guinness, continuing to brew for its largest and most established markets, including Ireland, the UK and the US. The Wall Street Journal reports that Meta Platforms has frozen hiring in its artificial intelligence division after spending months scooping up dozens of AI researchers and engineers. The hiring freeze, which went into effect last week and coincides with a broader restructuring of the group, also prohibits current employees from moving across teams inside the division. The duration of the freeze wasn't communicated internally. It was after the Llama model release in April that Mark Zuckerberg became personally involved in recruiting AI researchers. He approached employees of OpenAI, Google DeepMind and other labs with email overtures and WhatsApp messages that quickly led to offers that in some cases reached $100 million in total compensation for individuals. His offer to one researcher could have been worth as much as $1.5 billion, but didn't succeed.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.